Gallery 2. Audio description of sunbathing outfit with Pario, Jacques Haim, 1937, Paris. Lee Miller Archives, East Sussex, England. Access from Gallery 1 to Gallery 2 is via the large archway in the middle of the east wall. Immediately as you enter Gallery 2 stands a mannequin displaying a black patterned sunbathing outfit. It is placed on a dark grey, low-rise plinth that covers about 4 metres square of the floor area, standing at about 30 centimetres off the floor. The mannequin shares the plinth with two other costumed mannequins. The full-body mannequin is pale beige in colour, and its head has no defined facial features or hair. It has a stylized, textured finish, giving the look of roughly applied papier-mâché. The mannequin is life-size and stands at about 1.7 metres, or approximately 5 foot 8. It is posed in a casual, confident stance, with the right arm straight down by its side and the left arm bent, with the hand on the hip. The body is turned slightly to the right, with its left shoulder slightly back and the left foot slightly forward. The head is directly facing front. The sunbathing outfit consists of three parts: a bikini-like top and high-waisted shorts, with a matching long ankle-length sleeveless jacket or pario, all in a lightweight patterned cotton. The bold printed pattern has a naive folk art look. The background colour is black, with a foreground pattern of alternating horizontal bands of different studded pattern motifs in green, red, and a pale yellow. The pattern looks like it was originally intended to run vertically, but the material has been turned on its side so that the coloured bands run horizontally, predominantly on the bikini and the pario jacket. The material has been used diagonally on the shorts, creating a downward chevron in the pattern at the front seam. It is arranged so that the banding pattern sits perfectly uninterrupted around the hem of each leg hole. A strip of the diamond section of the pattern has been used to make the waistband. The pario jacket is sleeveless and has a high, rounded collarless neckline. It is worn over the top and shorts and is displayed open, despite having a row of 18 spherical cotton buttons, about 1.5 centimetres in diameter, running down the left side. The yellow and red buttons are spaced about 8 centimetres apart and alternate in colour, with a row of corresponding coloured cotton loops on the right edge of the jacket with which to fasten them. Where the left arm sweeps back, holding the pario open, the left cup of the bikini top is visible. It also has been sewn using specific parts of the pattern as edging. The horizontal band around the rib cage uses a strip of the yellow scalloped pattern. Rather unusually, another strip of fabric, about 2 centimetres wide, runs horizontally from the cleavage and joins the waistband of the shorts with a yellow spherical button that sits directly over the belly button area. The strip extends about another 2 centimetres below the button, and the end is finished into a neat point. It does not have a specific pattern on it and is more of a cross-section of all the pattern bands. The pattern detail consists of stylized green leaves, yellow hearts and scallops, and red wavy lines, diamonds and almond shapes. The most dominant pattern in the rows is a repeating motif of a sideways pair of bright green leaves in a V shape. Some rows appear to point left and some to the right. These distinct bands are best viewed on the back of the pario jacket, where they have been pattern matched across the back seam.